Hello and welcome. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. This morning, I woke up with one word resonating through my spirit. One word kept going through my mind. That word was freedom. God was filling my heart with one word, freedom. We are a free people in Christ Jesus. God has won our freedom. Jesus has fought the battle. He has won the battle on our behalf, that we may walk free today. Freedom is something which many are crying out for in the world today. There are so many areas of life that can hold us captive. But I bring good news to you today. Jesus has set us free. There are many forms of captivity. For some, it may be addictions. For others, it may be guilt. Or perhaps we can be overcome, overwhelmed by life itself, and feel there is no way out. This is my lot in life, and I cannot see any change, any way of changing. I am trapped in a life that I do not like, but I can see no way out. Perhaps your mind is holding you captive. It may be a constant flow of negative thoughts. Perhaps it's a feeling of not being worthy of anything better. We have been conditioned from a young age to conform to the ways of this world. We are conditioned to believe, well, this is your lot in life. Accept it. This is life. There is no other way. But I have good news for you today. There is another way, because God has not abandoned us as many would have us believe. The key lies in this word, freedom. God has already set us free through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our forefathers fought for their freedom. Will you stand up for your freedom? Will you say no to this world and say yes to Jesus? Will you say no to the lies you have been told and accept the truth in Jesus? Will you walk away from the idols of this world and worship Jesus? Jesus has paid the price already to set us free. We are free in Christ Jesus. The devil continues his lies and deception to this day. But will you stand up and take back your freedom, which has been stolen from us? We are free in Christ Jesus, free to walk in his power and his strength. Many have been deceived into believing that we are trapped with where we are at in life today, with no way out. But I say to you, Jesus has already bought our freedom. Believe Jesus. Believe God's word over what you see and what you hear in this world today. Believe God and walk free. We have been told a lie, that we can never be free from where we find ourselves today in this world, in this world system. But in Christ we can. He has set us free. There are many idols in this world today which hold us captive. There are many forms of addictions in this world which we believe we cannot break free from, and which hold us captive. But Jesus has all power and all authority over every form of addiction and idol in this world. What will it take for you to secure your freedom? What will it take for you to be a free person? Say yes to Jesus. Believe Him. Take Him at His word. Rest in Jesus, for He has already won the battle. Fight the good fight. Allow God to set you free. Friend, we are either in this world or we are in Christ. Which will you be? There is a price to pay for freedom, and Jesus has already paid the price. We now have a choice to make. Will you say, as Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Receive Christ and receive the free gift of a new life, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, we have all the power and authority we need to be free, to break free from whatever may be holding us captive. Jesus has already fought the battle on your behalf and won the victory. He has already secured your freedom. Would you accept your freedom by believing His word over every situation you may be facing right now? Would you accept His freedom for your life? He paid the ultimate price for your freedom with His very life, that you might walk free today and receive your freedom. Would you turn away from your idols and worship Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You see, we cannot live with one foot in this world and one foot in the kingdom of God. We either face Jesus or we face the world. The choice is yours. Turn your back on this world and face Jesus, or turn your back on Jesus and face this world. This is the choice you face today. We have been conditioned to believe, well, this is your lot in life. Accept it. But this is a lie. Will you believe the lie, or believe Jesus has already purchased your freedom? You choose. God has made it very clear in His word that He has placed life and death before us, and we are the ones who must choose. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 15 says, See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, and death and adversity. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your heart turns away and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him. For this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. God is literally saying, I have placed life and death before you. Now you choose life, that you may live. In Christ, we have freedom. Jesus has purchased your freedom for you. In Christ, you are free. Do not allow this world to tell you otherwise. Believe that you are free. Believe the word of God. Believe his word. Stand on his word and receive your freedom. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given to Jesus. He has the power. He has the authority to set you free. He has the power. He has the authority to give you a new life. He has the power. He has the authority to forgive you your sins. He has the power and the authority to break every form of addiction over your life. He has the power and the authority to set you free, to set your mind free, to set your soul free, to set your body free. Will you believe the lies you have been told in this world? Or will you believe God's word? Will you believe what Jesus has spoken? And this is how we walk free. When we can say, as Paul says in Galatians 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. In other words, I have turned my back on this world, on the lies and deceit of this world. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In other words, I choose to accept Christ. I choose to believe his word. I choose to hold fast to him, for it is now Christ who lives in me. I now live by his strength, by his wisdom, by his understanding, by his spirit. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. I choose to live my life by believing every word that is spoken by God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. You are free today in Jesus. Take back your freedom and live a free life. Because it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Cry out to Jesus, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me my sins. Forgive me for doubting you. Forgive me for turning my back on you. I want to be free. Set me free, Lord Jesus, so that I might walk in you, so that I might live my life in you, that I might walk with the mind of Christ. Because I believe that you have set me free, Jesus, and I thank you for my newfound freedom. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this week's teaching. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. And until we meet again, have a blessed week.